From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Hello there. I'm Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm glad you're here. For those who avoid dairy products for whatever reason, there are a whole lot of different milk substitutes to choose from. You can buy non-dairy alternative beverages made from soy, rice, almond, oat, coconut, peas, hemp, flax. Is there any particular reason that you might choose one over the others? And for that matter, are any of these more nutritious than cow's milk? Well, it really does depend on what you're looking for. If you don't eat meat, for example, then you might want to choose one that's somewhat higher in protein. If you're watching your weight, on the other hand, you might prefer one that's lower in calories. So I compared a dozen different types and brands of non-dairy milk to see how they stacked up nutritionally. Now, in each case, I chose the plain unsweetened version, or as close to that as I could get. I did include both original and light or reduced fat varieties when possible. And so here's a rundown of the most popular milk alternatives and what I see as the nutritional pros and cons of each. All of the non-dairy milks, of course, are going to be vegan and lactose-free. But then there are some real differences. Soy and pea milk are the highest in protein. They provide somewhere between 8 and 11 grams of protein per cup, which is comparable to cow's milk. Legumes such as soybeans and yellow peas are also a relatively complete source of protein, although not quite as complete as dairy. Soy protein in particular has some beneficial effects on cholesterol levels, and it might help keep your bones strong. But as I talked about way back in episode number 21 on the pros and cons of soy, there are a few reasons that you don't want to overdo it with soy, and I suggest keeping it to no more than 3 servings a day. So if you eat a lot of other soy-based foods, then you might want to choose a different kind of milk for that reason. Hemp, flax, and walnut milks are all relative newcomers to the alterna milk scene, and all of these are an excellent source of omega-3 fats. This is a nutrient that's often lacking in the Western diet. If your diet does not include a lot of fish, for example, this could be a way to fill that gap. A single serving of one of these can provide an entire day's recommended intake of omega-3 fat. That's about 4 times as much as you'd get from soy milk and 6 times as much as you'd get from cow's milk. None of these options, however, are very high in protein. Now, if you're counting calories, almond milk tends to be quite a bit lower in calories and sugar than most of the other non-dairy milks. It's also fairly low in protein. And don't expect the same benefits that you'd get from eating almonds. Virtually all of the fiber and the heart-healthy monounsaturated fats that make almonds so healthy have been removed. Although almond milk has, for a long time, been one of the most popular non-dairy options, several other nut milks have entered the market more recently, including those made from hazelnuts, cashews, and, as I mentioned earlier, walnuts. If you're looking for one to make at home, I have found that cashew milk is the easiest and best-tasting do-it-yourself non-dairy milk option. And in the show notes for today, I have a link to the recipe that I created to make cashew milk. Now, I should point out that nut milks, all nut milks, including those made from almonds, walnuts, and cashews, use more water to create than other non-dairy options, and this is because nuts are very water-intensive crops. Nonetheless, almond and other nut milks use less water to produce than cow's milk. But if water usage is important to you, soy or oat milk are the least water-intensive to produce. Now, rice milk is the one that you're least likely to be allergic to. However, it is also pretty much the lowest in protein, and it tends to be higher in sugar and calories. Although rice is not as water intensive to grow as nuts, it's not far behind in terms of water use. Oat milk is another newer entry into the non-dairy field. People tend to really like its creamy texture, especially in coffee. It's also a more sustainable option than nut or rice-based milks. Another plus is that it does contain a small amount of fiber. Now, we're only talking 1 or 2 grams per serving, but oat fiber has some unique benefits in terms of lowering blood cholesterol and blood sugar levels. With just 2 to 4 grams of protein per serving, oat milk is lower in protein than either cow's milk or soy milk, but higher than most rice and almond milk varieties. And finally, oat milk may also be a great option for those with nut allergies, for whom nut milks are obviously off the menu. And this brings us to coconut milk. Now, with all the buzz around coconut oil and coconut water lately, it was probably inevitable that a coconut-based milk alternative would appear on the already overcrowded shelves in that non-dairy aisle. But as with all the other coconut-based products, the health benefits of coconut milk are modest. Plain, unsweetened coconut milk is very low in calories and carbohydrates. It's only got about half as many calories as skim milk. However, coconut milk contains no protein, and it's often described as being watery and kind of tasteless. Now, here's just a quick tip. Although both are referred to as coconut milk, the coconut-based beverage that you'll find next to the almond and the soy milk is not to be confused with the coconut milk that you'll find in the canned food or international foods aisle. Canned coconut milk is made from blending coconut meat and water into a rich, creamy liquid that's quite high in fat and calories. This is the ingredient that you'll see called for in curry recipes, desserts, and other kinds of Asian cuisine.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
We should also talk a little bit about calcium and vitamin D. Cow's milk is a major source of calcium and vitamin D in the Western diet, and non-dairy milks are not naturally high in these nutrients. Now, many of these brands are fortified to make them comparable to cow's milk as a source of calcium and vitamin D, but not all of them are. So check the label to see exactly what you're getting, especially if you're counting on these foods to help you meet those requirements. You can see both calcium and vitamin D listed in the Nutrition Facts label, and you can also see what nutrients have been added by reading the ingredient list. Calcium's pretty easy to recognize. Vitamin D, though, you might not recognize because it might be listed as calciferol or cholecalciferol. You can remember that these refer to vitamin D because they each contain calci as part of the name, and that's because vitamin D works with calcium to make strong bones. But nutrients aren't the only things that get added to non-dairy milks. Many, if not most, also contain a certain amount of added sugar, salt, and other things to improve the flavor. Sometimes they improve the flavor so much that they actually turn it into a dessert. But even in the plain, unflavored milks that I compared, added sugars sometimes ranged as high as 20 grams per serving. That's more than a tablespoon of sugar in each cup. Sodium ranged anywhere from 25 to 180 milligrams per serving. So I suggest that you look for brands that keep the sugar to 12 grams or less and the sodium to no more than 100 milligrams per serving. And that's similar to the amount of natural sugar and sodium present in cow's milk. Now, I often hear from parents who want to know which non-dairy milk they should give to their kids. No non-dairy milk is appropriate for use as a baby formula. Once kids are eating table foods, however, Any of the non-dairy options would be fine. Now, obviously, you'll want to avoid ingredients that your child is allergic to, such as soy or nuts. But a soy or a pea-based beverage will provide the most protein for those growing bodies, and a bran that's fortified with calcium and vitamin D will help build strong bones. With childhood obesity rates on the rise, you might think that one of the lower-calorie options would be the best choice, but kids who drink full-fat cow's milk actually tend to be leaner than kids who drink skim milk, and the same is true of adults, by the way. And kids, especially toddlers, need fat for healthy brain development. It is important to keep our kids at a healthy weight, but teaching them healthy eating and lifestyle habits is going to go a lot further than feeding them reduced calorie foods. Help them build their meals and snacks around whole and minimally processed foods. Limit those added sugars, highly processed foods, and snacking, and encourage more physical activity. The other big question is whether one tastes better than the other, and that's really a matter of personal preference. I did an informal poll on my Facebook page asking which non-dairy milk people preferred, and each of them had its advocates. Almond milk seemed to be a favorite. Several people mentioned that they liked soy or hemp for their creaminess, and that makes sense because both of those are a little bit higher in fat than almond milk. And some people keep more than one type on hand for different uses. For example, one listener says she likes rice milk to drink, but soy milk on her cereal. If you've got room in the fridge, having a couple of different kinds of non-dairy milks might be a way to get the best of all worlds. Some soy milk on your cereal gives your breakfast a little extra protein. Hemp milk in your smoothie can add some omega-3 fats to your diet. Or a glass of chilled almond milk might make a refreshing low-calorie snack. And there's no reason that people who drink cow's milk couldn't do the same thing. In my own refrigerator, for example, you'll find cow's milk, soy milk, and homemade cashew milk. Most of the cow's milk gets cultured into kefir or yogurt. I like soy milk in my iced coffee and lattes, and cashew milk is my favorite for cooking. When it comes to choosing a non-dairy alternative, you'll want to consider your own nutritional needs and priorities, as well as the foods that make up the rest of your diet, and your own taste preferences. Fortunately, with so many available options, there's bound to be one or more that fit the bill. There's a transcript of today's show at our website at quickanddirtytips.com, where you can also search the entire Nutrition Diva archives and also sign up for our email updates. Our show is produced by Nathan Sems. It's edited by Karen Hertzberg. And our team at McMillan Audio also includes Morgan Ratner, Emily Miller, Michelle Margulis, and our director, Kathy Doyle. But of course, the most important person on our team is you. Thanks so much for listening. And remember to eat something good for me.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.